Hey, thank you all for coming today. I'll be presenting information on how juvenile hormone regulation of Drosophila EPAC, a guanine nucleotide exchange factor for the RAP1 small GTPase. A juvenile hormone, what we know, regulates growth, growth, development, and reproductive processes. We also know when GH titers are high, larval characteristics are maintained, and when GH titers drop, metamorphosis proceeds. And it's important to study juvenile hormones still because we still don't know the mode of action. And elucidating this would provide important information into growth and development. And also important because GH analogs and antagonists have been used as pesticides and have the benefit of being non-toxic to vertebrates. So our group chose to focus on GH response genes. In a brief overview of our study, we used the Drosophila melanogaster, S2 cells, and third instar larvae, and we first used a microarray chip assay to identify possible GH responsive genes. And then we used real-time quantitative reverse transcription PCR, or QRT-PCR, to test these GH responsive genes, characterize a response in vitro, and confirmed a response in vivo. So first we used treated S2 cells for the microarray assay, and we used GH310R at 200 nanograms per mil, plus bovine serum albumin, which is a protein used as a carrier to reduce the nonspecific binding of GH. And as our control, we used methylinoleic acid, which is a lipid that has similar structure to juvenile hormone, but no hormonal activity, again with a carrier, and the carrier alone. We incubated these for 4 hours, extracted the total RNA, and then assayed by microarray. And out of 14,000 genes that we examined, 120 of these were significantly affected by GH compared to the MLA control. And out of these, 13 were upregulated. So next we wanted to test these response genes and verify them using QRT-PCR. So we designed primers, checked their efficiencies, and sequenced the products. And we also identified three stable reference genes, the ribosomal protein 49, a glutathione transferase, and the ATP binding protein. And we were able to identify and confirm a gene of interest, EPAC, the exchange protein directly activated by cyclic AMP. EPAC levels significantly increased with GH treatment. Now EPAC activates the GTPase RAP1 among other possible targets. And RAP1 affects cell adhesion and cell junction formation and also plays a role in normal Drosophila morphogenesis. And this is exciting and interesting because GH is also known to play a role in morphogenesis. In the signal transduction pathway, if a receptor is activated, elevating levels of cyclic AMP, this activates EPAC, which can then activate RAP and affect cell adhesion and junction formation. So it'd be exciting to connect a signal transduction pathway to the mode of action of juvenile hormone. And to do this, we wanted to characterize this response in S2 cells using the QRT-PCR. So again, we treated the S2 cells with the GH310R and the carrier, the lipid control, and the carrier alone. We varied the doses, incubated various times, extracted the total RNA and also removed DNA contamination, synthesized the cDNA, and then performed the QRT-PCR. And we found, in fact, that EPAC levels increased with dose. So in all my graphs, I'm measuring the relative expression ratio of EPAC mRNA with GH treatment compared to the MLA control as a mean of the three reference genes. And different letters are significantly different. So for example, in this graph, at 100 nanograms per mil, there's a significant increase in the level of EPAC compared to the MLA control, also increasing with 250 nanograms per mil and 500 nanograms per mil. We also found that EPAC levels increased over time, starting at 1 hour, peaking at 4 hours with about a threefold increase in the level of EPAC, and declining again at 8 hours. Oops. We also wanted to test whether there was a similar effect with GH analogs. And so we found that our carrier, the broken down product GH acid, our lipid control of methylinoleic acid, a further lipid control of methylinolatic acid had no effect on EPAC levels, while there was an increasing effect using GH310S, methylfarnazoate, GH bisepoxide, GH1, GH310R, and the highest being treatment with mesoprene, at again about a threefold increase in the level of EPAC. And next we wanted to see whether this was a GH-specific response. So we also tested 20-hydroxyiodine, which is known to mediate some of the effects of juvenile hormone. And we found that 20E by itself had no effect on the levels of EPAC. We also found that adding 20E with juvenile hormone had no effect different from adding just juvenile hormone, which indicates this is a GH-specific response. And finally, we verified this in vivo. We treated the Drosophila larva with mesoprene in the diet, 500 nanograms per gram of food, using 96-hour third instar per dish, and then ethanol control. Incubated 6, 12, or 18 hours, again extracted the total RNA, did cDNA synthesis, and performed the qPCR, and found, in fact, the EPAC levels also increased in vivo. There was a significant approximate twofold increase at 12 and 18 hours. So in summary, we used a microarray to identify 13 GH upregulated genes. We confirmed that these levels did in fact increase using qRT-PCR. We characterized this EPAC response in vitro and confirmed the EPAC response in vivo. So this means that EPAC is a possible primary GH response gene, has a rapid dose and time-dependent response. It showed a similar response to GH analogs. It was not affected by 20E, and it was confirmed in vivo. And this is exciting because EPAC is part of a signal transduction pathway known to affect cell adhesion and junction formation and morphogenesis, which could provide insight into the mode of action of juvenile hormone. And it's also important because this could lead to novel pesticide targets. And I'd just like to acknowledge the university and my funding. Are there any questions?
Questions?
Lon?
Did you see any effect on cell adhesion then if you put GH or mesoprene in your S2 cell culture?
So the question was if there is any effect on cell adhesion, and that is part of our continuing studies for this. We have gotten some fluorescent markers to look at cell adhesion, but we have not gotten any data yet. Yes?
The difference is, would you say that there was a different response to mesoprene compared to juvenile hormone 3?
So there was a significant difference between the treatment of mesoprene and GH310S, or 10R, and just hypothesizing a difference that in these S2 cells there are whether or not there's a difference between the treatment of mesoprene and GH3, and in fact there is. And the possible difference could be due to that the S2 cells do have GH esterases, which can break down GH3, but not mesoprene. Okay, are there any other questions? All right, thank you for your attention.